Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, I mentioned it in my hockey open today that the Beavers could rise to the occasion, and they certainly did that today. Congratulations on a 4-1 win and three really big points in league play.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly. You hit it right on the head. Three really big points, and you know, we got ourselves even with them. Now we got an opportunity tomorrow to leapfrog them. That's the main thing.
Lauren Bench made some spectacular saves for your team, coming up with 29 saves. But she certainly helped keep your team in it, along with your defense and 11 block shots. What was it about Lauren Bench? She's been so good here in the second half.
Just playing extremely well, just with a lot of confidence. Yeah, she was outstanding. You know, I thought particularly in the second and third periods, second period especially, you know, they outshot us 14-9, I think. And, you know, she just came up with some big stops and, you know, towards the end of the third period again. She's just playing with confidence, and she's seeing the puck, and she's practicing like that. That's the biggest thing, is she's just practicing so well, and it's just carrying it right into the weekends, and just very, very impressive. I thought she outplayed the Olympic goalie tonight.
I mentioned those 11 block shots because Heather Olson had four of them. She's been playing with a lot of confidence too, the junior from Bemidji, isn't she?
Very, yeah, great point. She's been playing with a lot of confidence. It's fun to see. She's just, you know, she wants to be a top four defenseman. She works extremely hard. Again, she puts the time in, works hard in practice, and you see it on the ice. So I thought Heather was outstanding. I thought all the defense again had a real solid game. That's a good team. They're very, very crafty. They're good with the puck. They're very dangerous. So I thought we did a pretty good job.
Lydia Passholt had been kind of dinged up and sick there going into the break. She comes back from this break, and she looks like a different player. She scores your first two goals here today. It's nice to see her get back on the scoring side and to have that kind of energy, isn't it?
Absolutely. Lydia can score goals. I was kidding her. I don't know how the first one missed, you know, and then she got the backhand to go in, and then obviously just kind of got a gift on the second one, but, you know, the quick release was the key. She's got one of the quickest releases I've seen, and once she gets going confidence-wise, I think she's got the ability to be a big-time goal scorer at this level.
Well, your penalty kill has been so good, and despite giving up that power play goal, the first one in 28 times there in that second period, again, your team responded fantastic after that with Kiki Radke scoring. That goal was amazing, catching Maddie Rooney like that. Rooney's effort was there, and Radke just lifted that one up and over her. Talk about how important that goal was at that time.
Oh, it was a huge goal. Yeah, they had scored, definitely had a little momentum. And great play by Melissa Hunt. She just got a puck to the net, got it through to the net, and then that rebound created chaos. And Kiki was very, very tenacious, and it was just fun to see her get rewarded because, you know, we've talked before, she gets chances and just seems to get snake bit at times. But, you know, this is two games in a row with her getting a puck in the net, so that's fun to see.
Going into tomorrow, you know, it's going to be a different Duluth team. They're not just going to lay down and die. They're going to be hungry for a win tomorrow. What does your team need to do to get a sweep here this weekend?
Well, you know, yeah, they'll be better. We could be better. We talked about that. We got an opportunity to get three more points and jump them to get into fourth place. That's what's on the line. So I really don't care about them. It's all about us, and we just got to be ready to go. If we do, we're going to give ourselves a real good chance.
Coach, thanks so much. Congrats on the win. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly.
Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. Again, the Beavers with a huge win, 3 points, and now tied for fourth place with Minnesota Duluth in the WCHA standings.